This episode of IDS Extra is brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same day delivery, we're sure to make a long time customer out of you.
Welcome to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sex. I am your man, Furious Styles. I have my Dating Sucks crew with me. We have straight out of the BX, Miss Sonya.
Hey, hey, hey. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
We have Mr. International himself, Diego.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? How's it going?
And we have with us the queen of all things dating, Queen Nino.
I don't know about that, but hello. Welcome to the show, and thank you for listening, pushing play, and sharing the show.
No doubt. Before we get into today's questions and stuff, just want to give a little shout out to the good folks over there at the Full Circle Podcast. They came across our show and they were interested in having us on, but being that the majority of the crew was out of town, I went ahead and took on the duties myself. So I appreciate them for having me on their show, kind of chime in ever so briefly on a topic that they had. And, you know, good show. Go check it out. I think it's episode 13. You can find that where, I guess, a majority of podcasts can be found, as well as a live video version of it. Not live video, but a recorded video version of it on YouTube, Full Circle Podcast. So, my voice is checking out early, so I hand it over to the queen.
Okay, well, let's get into, before we get into the questions, let's get into the feedback. It's been a minute, so I want to remind everyone, you know, what we were talking about. So you guys remember the question that we had where it was like, if you stayed a night at somebody's house and you normally sleep naked, you know, what would you do? Would you, you know, continue to do you, or would you put on some clothes? So some feedback, and this is from homie Baylor the Great, says, to be respectful, especially if we're new, I'll put on some basketball shorts on and a tank. But if it's my thing to sleep naked, I would have to let her know ahead of time. I don't mind switching it up. I wouldn't want her to feel uncomfortable early on. It's up to her to determine if that would be a problem. 9 times out of 10, she might think I'm trying to pull a slick one. But if you just let the person know ahead of time, it shouldn't be a problem. If I'm at her house, I'll bring clothes to wear. I might end up naked, LOL, but I'll go to bed dressed. That's one of those things you mention on a first date, like, hey, I like fried shrimp, I play ball, I drive a Camry, and I sleep naked the majority of the time. Oh, he brought back the hashtags. Hashtag knock knock, I'm at the back door. Oh, hashtag okay. Wear a onesie just to piss him off.
Okay.
He's a fool. Okay.
Basketball shorts.
Okay. Okay. And the next feedback was, and we're going to actually go in a little bit deeper about this. This was what constitutes a good man or woman, and do we know it when we see it? So Miss Davis says, a good man is a man that has integrity, which you won't know until you spend some time with him.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah.
That's true, Miss Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
It does.
Okay. So, you want to go? You want to go ahead and play the voicemail?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, crew? Mobile Greek. I hope you guys can hear me fine on this headset I got on. But this is for the Dating Sucks crew. You guys had a question, should black women stop waiting for a black prince? And on that question, statistically, I mean, the sad truth about the situation is statistically that black men have the advantage when it comes to dating. We do. Black men have the advantage where they can find the woman they're looking for, no matter what size you are, what's your economical status, whatever your situation is. he can find the woman he's looking for simply because of the law of averages. There are more women than there are men, and I'm just talking specifically about black men and black women. There are more women than there are men. Because if you think about it, if every black man was heterosexual and he married one heterosexual black woman, there would still be something like 2 million black women that are single. And if 1 million of those black women were lesbians and they hooked up, there would still be like 1 million black single women. So black women only have 4 options. They can either lower their standards, share a black man, share a lesbian lover, or date outside of her race. Those are the only 4 options black women have in America. I mean, it could be a sad statistic or it could be a great statistic. All depends on who you're talking to. But those are the averages. It's just a sad state for black women in America that they almost have to do those 4 things to find some kind of a relationship or quality relationship. But that's all I got to say on that, guys. Great show. My ear is glued to my radio. Can't wait to hear you guys next week. Peace out. Mobile Greek.
Thanks, Greek. Yeah. So I gotta be gay or
better become a carpet muncher.
Okay. You know what?
Pac-Man. Yum 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 yum.
Okay. I mean, I get where he was going though, because I mean, if you do look at the statistics, you do have, you know, black men in jail. You know, then you have them already married and taken, mm-hmm. in relationships or whatever.
But you can get married in jail though.
Oh my goodness! You know what she's saying,
right? I mean, you can. I've seen a wedding in jail, but you can.
I just don't think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for that.
Me
so
either. I'm not.
I guess I'm the leftover 1 million.
Yeah, me too.
You know, give or take a couple.
Couple thousand.
Right.
Always they say sharing is caring.
Oh my goodness, no.
Could be though. Could be a nice thing, but I mean, you know.
Depends on who you're talking to.
I was gonna say, that's why you gotta always open your horizon to date other people outside your race.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
All right. Okay, so moving on. Remember, like I was saying, we asked the question, what constitutes a good man or woman, and do we know it when we see it? We talked about that, kind of broke that down, but I also said many men say good women don't exist. How is this even possible? And some people have reached out and they said, hey, you guys didn't really go in depth about that part of the question. They wanted to hear more from the crew. So, okay, men say good women don't exist. How is it even possible?
Well, I mean, for those guys who say good women don't exist, they're just looking at the wrong type of women. Let's just put it out there, because I would dare to say there are probably more good women than they are bad women. I mean, I think if you take 10 good women, I mean 10 women, and you kind of put them side by side, 9 out of 10 they're going to be good women. Okay, I think the fact that if you're not finding that woman, maybe you're not finding the type of woman that fits you, and I think that's what really comes down to what really truly fits you. And I don't think a lot of people really understand what fits them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get feedback from their boy, or they might get feedback from their family or whatever, but really when you sit down and you think about what you really want from a woman, I mean, what's your criteria, then you have to be honest with yourself. And I think that's the first thing you need to do, is find out what you really want from a woman. I mean, if you want a certain type of woman, then say, okay, this is what I truly want. Don't just kind of go by society's standard of what they dictate a good woman is, but you have to understand, you have to decide what you really want, you know. And I think that's the first start of it right there. And I think vice versa with women, you got to sit down and say, okay, forget the bullshit. What really motivates me to be that person for my man, and vice versa? And if you kind of get with that, then I think you can find that person that's right, that's ideal for you.
I agree.
I say to the person asking the question, speak to someone that is blissfully married and tell them that there's no good women that exist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think they'll prove you wrong. I think you've just haven't found the right one for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And for all the women that you probably come across that you say are not good, they're good for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They just may not be your thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, shit, I mean, like they say, crazy attract crazy. I mean, you know, that crazy chick that you just went through it with, and it might be just due time enough for her waiting around the corner.
Right.
For them to be, you know, keeping the police busy with domestic calls for the rest of their life. But if that's their happy, that's their happy.
Right.
You ain't going to be able to tell that crazy dude that his crazy chick ain't good.
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of, you know, you haven't found the one that you looking for. And I understand that it's frustrating and it makes you sort of lash out and make generalizations like that. But they exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of times, especially when I date, I ask men, like, what are you looking for? And a lot of times people just don't know. Like, they've never really sat down and actually said, what am I looking for? It's just a lot of times men are visual. They just want their pretty face or that big butt or, you know, that smile or whatever. But as far as qualities, sometimes men have not really sat down and to say to themselves, what am I looking for? What do I want? What do I need?
What's going to motivate me?
Right. What's going to motivate me? And then honestly, like, you have to, in within yourself, realize or figure out what it is that you want and then go for it. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, but you don't know where the needle is. Like, you don't even know what you're looking for. So if somebody says, well, what are you looking for? I don't know. I mean, you have to know. In order to be able to find that person that you really want, I think that's half the battle.
I can agree with you everything you guys said. I mean, you have to know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And for someone I was having a conversation with the other day, they said, you know, they keep seeming to find the same woman over and over and over again. I'm like, that's because you keep attracting the same woman over and over again, and you keep looking for that same woman over and over again. You might be doing it unconsciously, but apparently you're going to the same places. And I'm not saying you can't meet a nice girl in a club, because you can.
Right.
But you keep looking, you know, for that same woman. Like you were saying, Sonya, it's like, you know, women are more than just, you know, curvy shapes, big butts, you know, pretty face, blah, blah, blah. You know, you have to, now granted, that's what, you know, what you see when you first meet somebody, you have to have some type of attraction to them. And I get that, but there has to be more there, you know, if you're looking for a quote unquote good woman, you know, but I really don't think people know, you know, when they actually run into it, especially if they're not in that mindset, I don't think they know what a good woman or a good man looks like.
Right.
Do you think it's because they don't really know themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I just said. Yeah, I think they don't know what it looks like.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, as far as know themselves, what I'm saying is first sit back and look at yourself. Look within you and say, okay, what really motivates me?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and not like, okay, well, everybody say I want a good Christian woman. Okay, that's great. That, you know, you want a good Christian woman. But it's more to it.
Yeah,
like,
what else?
Yeah, and like Queen Neen said, once you get over the pretty face, the big butt, and all the other stuff, because that shit gets old. You find me a pretty bitch, and I'll show your bitches gonna get on your nerve. I mean, because the bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference how good looking a person is, because that all that cosmetic stuff on the outside
that fades
within one or two, maybe three weeks, that fades. And if that person's not, you know, really kind of channeling into your deep emotional desires, what really kind of, you know, grab you, then you know, or guy, I mean, because it goes both ways, then you're just gonna fail, you know. And the sad thing about it, most women, because just the way you guys are built as nurturers, you guys are trying to create that person more so than a guy. A guy, pretty much, he'll go, it's not working, then, you know, we're going to, you know, move on or do some dumb shit or ghost or whatever we're going to do. But a woman, y'all hang in there. Even if a dude is bad for you, you will make that dude work out.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to spruce him up.
Yeah. You're trying to say, well, you know.
Or upgrade him.
Or upgrade him or try to make him work for you. Mm-hmm. When really from the first several months of being with that dude, you know he's not right for you.
Yeah, no, for several months. You know, from the first week.
Well, no, so within the first several months, you're still trying to make him work, you know. Well, you know, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. He didn't mean to hit me or he didn't mean to yell at me. All these stories that I've heard from women that been with guys for years. And like, well, you knew this guy was this way from Jump Street. But you tried to make it work. Whereas guys, I don't think we really try to make it work.
No, y'all don't.
If it's not working for us, we kind of tend to like move on. Whereas women, they try to make
some guys work. Do though. Some guys do try to make it work, and then it just never works out though. But they try a little bit.
No, then it just never. I don't even think a little bit. I think sometimes you have a man or a woman, but a man put everything into what he thinks is going to work, mm-hmm. and that shit don't work either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't think it's a gender thing with that, right. But. You know, I mean, story is know what you want.
Yeah.
That's half the battle right there. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then you can determine what is a good or bad mm-hmm. or if there are good people out there. Because, I mean, for people to say that, I just, you know, I mean, again, my personal opinion, I think that's some bullshit.
But, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the next question, people. So let's discuss this. Someone said dating outside your weight class. Like going after someone that's not right for you, that you know, well, you could say that you know you shouldn't either be with, or you know that that person is way above
your weight class.
What you should way be doing, right? Okay, all right, Diego, you're a little vocal, so go ahead with it.
First of all, let me address the guys out there. First of all, it's like this, okay. Now, we all know you got the ball players. Let's put them on blast right now.
Okay.
And the women who go after the ball players. Mm-hmm. And we know why you're going after the ball players. It's no secret. There ain't no love there. You're looking for security. Either baby mama security or mm-hmm. you try to get wedded to them. Mm-hmm. Because not saying all the ball players out there, not saying all of them. But you guys have seen the ball players out there. There's a lot of fuglies out there, okay? There's a lot of fuglies, okay? Bammers. But the bottom line, they be with the most gorgeous, fine honeys that money can buy. Yeah. And I do mean money can buy.
Okay.
And a lot of these women talk about, oh, no, I love him. No, you don't, okay? Now, for us regular folks, okay? Now, especially guys, and I know guys who literally go rent cars, drive outside their little spot wherever they hanging out at, and they catching the women coming through, because a lot of women looking at them like, oh, okay, well, you know, he's not cute, but he's driving a nice ride and look like he got a little money, da 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 da. And next thing you jumping on the bandwagon and you wondering why this guy kicked you to the curb later on, because the reality of it is that he's just kind of stringing you along, kind of bringing you along, because you know that you're after the money, because the guy could be ugly. Okay, he can be fat. That's one thing about guys. You never hear about guys worry about their weight. Okay? Okay? I mean, but you know, you don't hear guys worry about, wow, my belly's too big, or I need to lose weight, or I need to get some makeup to put on my face, or my acne bad, or whatever. Because the bottom line is this. If a guy has money, he got honey. That's as simple as that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. If you got money, you can step to any category and snag a honey. And even if you don't have money, you still can do that. Because, you know, like the guy said in the piece, that we outnumber you guys. So a lot of times, you know, you can kind of just snag what you want. But a lot of times it's like,
they outnumber us.
Oh, yeah, they outnumber us. Right. And so the bottom line is we know we can always step
allegedly
up. Yeah. But, I mean, but no guy ever said, man, you know, I need to drop this weight so I can get into my pant size or anything like that, because we know regardless we still going to snag a honey. Now women, on the other hand,
please don't let the smooth taste fool you.
I'm just saying women on the other hand,
wait a minute, because even though you're snagging somebody, is it the real deal or is it superficial? I'm just saying, she's just with you for what she can get from you, but is that real true love? No, that's
but he
not.
Knows, but he knows it's not real true love.
So he don't care. But see, we women are not like that. We're very emotional creatures. So we want to be with somebody that we know that we are appealing to. We don't want to be with a man that's not feeling us for.
Not all of you.
That's true. Uh-oh. That's true. Break women. It down to him.
Okay, wait.
Break it
but
down,
that's
big
me, then, because I want to be appealing to my man. I don't want to be. I don't want to know that he's with me for what I have, or you know what I mean, or the, how much money I have, or.
Generally,
you know,
a man's not going to be with a woman. It depends on your age group. But, I mean, that's another story. But the bottom line is, if a man's going to be with you, he's going to be with you because he likes what you look like and, you know, maybe what you're talking and everything like that.
Whatever. They have sugar mamas, too.
But, I mean, they have sugar mamas. Well, but do. The bottom line, everything about a sugar mama is you're not going to marry a sugar mama. You'll fuck a sugar mama.
You might marry a sugar
you
mama.
You ain't marrying a sugar mama.
You might.
Only sugar mama you're going to marry is Oprah. Oprah, I love you, girl. Stop playing. You know I love you.
But you might, especially if she's cute.
A dude is not going to marry.
Let me tell you something. I've seen that.
He will
marry. I've seen
she
it.
She better be balling.
Well,
I said,
I'm just saying, balling, you know, all
a,
the way.
But a guy, here's the thing about it. A woman, okay, for the most part, for a dude, you don't even have to be a big baller. You just be a regular dude, but making a good living, doing nice things and everything like that. And you could still marry a nice chick. Okay.
Well, are you balling? I mean,
you don't have to be balling. You can be small balling. Okay. You can
be small balling.
Like Sacramento, small ball. We go small ball. But the bottom line is.
But is the love there? Is the love there?
Love on whose part?
Come on any kind of part. I mean, does
she
love you?
She loves his money. He loves what she provides for him.
Like what? Like what? Maybe what she looks like.
What she looks like, and if she arm candy, I mean, okay. Can you take her out during the daytime?
So that's why that union works. Like you said before, there's somebody for everybody. So there's somebody who wants to be the arm candy that wants to be, you know, taken care of, and then he's willing to take care of her. Then that works. There's some women that don't want that. Like we said, there's somebody for everybody. So you take those two, and they're a match made in heaven.
You know, right now in the Washington metropolitan area, okay, there are a lot of women. Who are, let's say, GS-15, because that's that coveted slot. I'm a GS-15. Okay, so you're a GS-15. You about 44, 45, you know, and you put in some good work. You make a little change, and you're lonely. They don't have a man. I know, a friend of mine.
Well, why is that? Is that because, by choice?
No,
or
not,
is that
no,
because they can't find anybody?
Because they can't find anyone.
Why? Why is that?
Because the bottom line, because they're just not top draft choice. They're not top free agents. Their time is past, and they can find a guy. I'm not saying they can't find a guy, but they can find a guy. So either you're going to find a guy who's on your level, and y'all going to get together, get married, or you're going to find a guy who's maybe not, and depending on your age, his age, he might not marry you. Now, he might date you for a while, but he might not marry you. Because remember, a guy can get married at any time we feel like it. Anytime
okay,
we feel like it.
Why wouldn't he want to marry the GS-15?
Because she might be too old.
Or he might be insecure. But she's just 15 and he a trash man.
Well, how about that?
Well, I mean, regardless how you look at it, but he's
not
but
there's
she,
anything wrong with
right,
it.
But
shout out to the people to pick up my trash.
Right.
Hey.
You know, we need 2 days.
Actually, they're cute.
One.
I know, right?
Yeah, we need 2 days instead of one.
I'm still bitter about that.
Right. But the bottom line is like.
But everybody needs some
but
love.
But she's looking to get married where he's looking to kind of, you know, do his thing.
Can read the question for me again, Queen.
Dating outside your weight class, meaning someone going after someone that's not right for you. I mean, like, let's say how the example, like he was saying, like you could be, or you just said like a 15, okay. And maybe he's a trash man, or maybe, you know,
who's
Rick
to say,
Ross.
Who's to
and
say those two people
fat
are
Rick
not
Ross,
right
not
for
the
each
skinnier
other.
Rick Ross. Well, I mean, that's the thing.
I don't think there's such a thing. You go after what you want. And if that's what you want, you go after it. Why should you belittle yourself into, like, you know, thinking this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've said for the longest time, I mean, I'm overweight, I'm this and that and whatever, and I may not look all that great, but you let me get in your ear hole, you know. Trust me, I'm going to be just as good as anybody else out there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to put somebody, I mean, if you want to say I don't make as much money as
those,
you.
Just examples. Yeah.
I'm saying, if you want to say I don't make them as much money as you, that doesn't mean that you're not in my weight class.
Sure.
No, that just means you're not in my financial class.
Right.
If you're, you know, just because I may be overweight and you may rock out in the gym 24/7, that don't mean shit. I might, you know what I'm saying?
Tom Joyner and his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you've already lost before the race has started, if you're looking at something as being outside of your weight class per se or whatever,
or
usually what people say, out of your league,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing out of my league. It just depends on what I want to go after,
mm-hmm. Right? And see, I think that boils down to confidence. You know what I mean? Because even like, let's not even saying dating wise, but let's just say, like, if you walked into a room and there are people that have PhDs and MDs and somebody's a, you know, neuroscientist and, you know, just all kinds of things. And you walk in there and maybe you just have a high school diploma, you know, but you still walk in that room like, I'm still dope. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, I know some things. I may not know how to do brain surgery, but right. I still know some awesome shit. Mm-hmm. I know current events, so I can still hold a conversation
right.
with someone. I mean, if you're going to talk about how to, like I said, dissect the brain, then maybe I can't, you know, I will defer to you, but I'm still going to walk in that room like I know, you know, who I am, because I'm, I mean, and I'm going to go personal, I'm a dope motherfucker, and I can talk to anybody, mm-hmm. and I don't care, no one intimidates me, I don't care, mm-hmm. so, and I think it's the same thing like you were saying, I think Absolutely. If you go after, you know, what you want, and you see a person sitting over across the room, and you're like, damn, he look good, or damn, she is beautiful, mm-hmm. go over there and shoot your shot, because maybe that person's been sitting there all night, and because that person's cute,
it's true.
Nobody has been approaching that person.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so once you shoot your shot and you go in there and you talk to that person and you're like, you have that conversation. First of all, you might find out they dumb as a bag of rocks, but if they're not and you can hold a conversation with them, and they find out you're dope and you think they're dope and, hey, they have a private jet, you're like, well, damn, you got a jet too?
Right.
Okay. And they're impressed because you walked up to them and you said hello, mm-hmm. and you spoke to them and you bought them a drink. You know, I have a friend that can buy, like, the bar a drink. You know what I mean? But when we hang out, I like to buy him drinks because I know he doesn't get that very often, you know? And I think he appreciates that. Mm-hmm. You know, and just one of my homies, he really appreciates that because I'm sure people don't do that for him often because right. they think, hey, he got money.
He's supposed to do
it. He can buy for everybody, mm-hmm. so I don't have to pay nothing. Right. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, go in there with that confidence. Forget that weight class bullshit
right.
and just do you.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many times where I've come across someone that I guess should fit the criteria of being out of my league because of, you know, their financial status or their educational background or what have you. And they'll have all of that going on for them. And then they'll sit down and tell me, oh, the battery in my car died today and I had to pay $700 to get a change.
You don't know nobody that can change your battery, boo.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So they can have all the status in the world, but they might not have a lick of street sense.
Oh, yeah.
Street
sure.
smart.
Yeah. Sure.
That may be your balance to them.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you may not never make the seven figures that they're making, but you might be able to keep them from getting got. You may be able mm-hmm. to keep, you know, mm-hmm. you might bring that balance to their life. So mm-hmm. don't ever shortchange yourself.
Right.
You know,
like I said, fat Rick Ross got some chicks. Skinny Rick Ross got some chicks. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it might not be the money, but
right.
I'm just saying
it's swag.
Yeah, you know I mean,
I'm going with look, the money.
Look at Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I know
Jay-Z got money. Beyonce has money right. too. Something about him
is his charisma.
I don't know if
he's
it was
probably very charming,
the top of the head or the right. other head. Well, but something about him,
she is loving
because yeah. they've been married for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to the next question before we go to break.
Can I ask one more question?
Okay.
Tom Joyner got divorced?
Yeah.
Long time ago. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, years
okay.
ago.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. Missed that one.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Right.
Hey, boy. Hey.
All right. So we're going to take a turn. And this was an interesting question someone gave me. I was like, oh, I don't really know how to answer this question, ooh, but can someone treat you bad? It sounds like such a simplistic question. Can someone treat you bad or badly?
Yeah, they can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just depends on how long you allow it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to go with Big B. Yeah, it depends on how long they allow it, and that's going to open up a whole nother worm there.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because kind of goes back what I said before. Women.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, it is. It's true. I mean, it is true. Women is, have a tendency.
This is a people question.
No, it's not a people.
It's just
people,
not women, women.
Women not people?
Women and men.
Okay, but I'm talking about women.
Well, how come we can't open the floor to both?
You can open, you can, on your side, all you can open right, to right, men. Okay? Right, right. Just because you treat men bad. Okay?
All right.
Call them all kind of
names.
Like but I'm just saying right. From what I've seen from my friends and I hear, and, you know, I keep hearing the same old noise. Well, you know, he did this and, you know, he did this. And like Neen said before, it's like, you know, he's done this to me or whatever. But it all depends on, yeah, people could treat you bad, but how long do you stand for it? And I know people who've been in bad situations for years. This person's been treating them bad for years. And I was like, well, why are you still there? Well, I think, you know, if I show him that I can love him and I could be there and all the other nonsense that people like to tell themselves, that's the reason why they continue to get treated poorly from one relationship to the next, because they keep doing the same thing and falling for the same bullshit that guys give them all the time. And we all know that we have friends, you know, female friends, that we sit there and listen to their stories over and over again, and we say to ourselves, because, bitch, you keep letting him treat you bad.
Right.
You know, he not doing it. The next guy doing the same thing. You think they calling each other? Look here. This is what she likes to be treated, okay? Now, I just left her, but she really likes to be treated poorly. She's going to stick with you. So, I mean, it's like what I'm saying is you allow yourself. And most women don't know how to get out of a bad relationship.
No, they don't. I mean, it all depends on your self-esteem, too. It depends on how bad your self-esteem has been beaten up. I mean, and then badly, let's just look at that. So where sometimes being treated badly for one person could look differently to another woman. It depends on the standards of each woman. So badly. All right, so for one relationship, he might have called it out.
Yeah, I need an example.
Okay, so for instance, for one relationship, he might have commented on the way she, you know, maybe the outfit is, she looks fat in the outfit or whatever. To her, that could mean, to her, in her mind, he's treating her badly because he commented on her outfit. Now to the now fast forward to the next relationship, he's knocking the shit out of her. Now that's badly to every, you know, to us across the board. But to her, it could be, well, he didn't mean it. He loved me. He just hit, you know, he hits because he loves me. So I'm telling you, it all depends on the self-esteem of that person. It all depends on their upbringing. It all depends on what they've seen, what their standards are, what they're going to go for, what they're not going to go for. Of course, you know, people can be treated badly, but like you said, how long are you going to stand for it? I don't think you should stand for it at all, ever, never.
Well, that's true, but I mean, as far as on a man to woman ratio, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that a lot of guys out there don't get treated poorly. I'm not saying that.
Oh yeah,
okay?
They do.
But I'm just saying, as a whole, mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, and you know, when you hear about, you know, bad relationships, it's generally from a female's perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right or wrong? Yeah. I mean, if I'm just talking out the side of my neck, just tell me. But for the most part, it's always, you know, your girlfriend calling you, and he, you know, from every relationship, girl, he did this or he did that. And you ask yourself, well, why are you still with him?
Well, it also depends on what the man is looking for, too. If a man is in a relationship and he's looking for the woman to be the type of woman, and they've discussed this, so, and he's looking for the type of woman to like make sure that food is on the table when he gets home. I mean, he's working hard. That's all he asks for, is just a hot meal, and she can't even do that. In his mind, he's not being treated fairly. He's being treated badly. Whereas another guy in another relationship couldn't care less. He might not be a foodie, or he might not care about that, but he might want his dick sucked every night. but maybe she don't want to do that. So he's being treated badly. Like I'm saying, it looks different. It looks differently in different situations. You see what I'm saying? So it all depends on what your interpretation of badly is. And so that's what I mean.
I'm gonna go with treated badly.
I mean badly.
I understand what you're saying, but the reality of it, I got it.
I think what she's saying is you might have one dude that'll say, my girl, she take me out to dinner every night, blah blah blah, and he might think that's good, but another dude might be like, damn, this chick ain't never cooked for me one time. Mm-hmm. And it might be bad for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it all depends. It all basically comes down to what it is you want out of the situation that you're in.
Right.
For it to be judged whether you're being treated badly or not. If you want to take that same eating scenario, if you want to be taken out and wine and dine and that's your thing, then you're happy. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting at the restaurant looking miserable as hell because all you want is a home-cooked meal, you'll take that same situation and say, man, this chick treat me like shit. She can't even get in the kitchen to cook me a dinner. I don't want to go out. I always want to be in the restaurants and shit. So it all comes back to what your desires are of the situation that you're in. So, but I mean, again, I think.
Is he crying in the phone? I mean, I'm just asking.
What are you doing?
Man, she didn't cook. And I mean, every time we just going out for dinner and stuff.
No, because men ain't going to let it go that far.
That's my point.
Well, I'm just saying that, once or twice, he might mention it. The second time, then he wait a little bit. You still ain't cooking. You out.
Okay, and that's my whole point. I mean, we always say everyone can treat someone poorly, badly, whatever you want. But how long... do we allow this to continue? And like I say, all of us know people who we sit there and we listen to them and they've been in relationships for 10, 20 years or whatever the case may be. And it's like, well, why are you still there? And it puzzles you that this, why you allow this person to treat you so poorly,
Well, because to them, because I guess we're not there. Like, we don't hear the pillow talks. We don't see the nice things that they do. A lot of times when your girlfriends call you and they complain, they always want to complain when it's going bad. But sometimes there's a lot of good points, and that's what they hold on to. They hold on to one or two little good points. Oh, but he's still a good man. He bought me flowers last week. But they don't really look at the overall picture because women don't want to wake up alone. Some women don't want to be alone, and that's what it boils down to. You want just that warm body.
Where they at? I can't get a bitch to come on my own.
Bye. I'm just saying that some women
stop calling them bitches.
Right.
But that's what he wants. He wants the bitches.
Oh, well, you work part time at a club. You can find a bitch if you want a bitch.
No, I'm serious.
You can't find a bitch?
I'm good.
That's what I said. You don't want one. That's different.
Okay.
I mean, I know you were tongue in cheek. I know it was tongue in cheek. I mean,
for real, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, she make it sound like they swinging from the tree out there. Like, I just need somebody to go to bed with.
Yeah, I know, really.
Like,
they're
damn.
Out there.
They are out there. Tinder has a whole swipe. If you want them.
Mm-hmm. Dents in my phone from. Scrolling through that motherfucker calling people. Hey, what you doing? Shit. Can I come over?
Yeah, that's just, But I'm like I say, it's like.
Hey, remember me from Miss Blackwell's class in third grade? Yeah, little Brian, that's me. What you doing?
Married with 5 kids? I mean.
Your husband away?
Right. Does he let you out on a weekend sometimes or, whatever? But real quick, though, I didn't get a chance to answer, so I just want to say, like, real quick, you can't, let me take that back. You shouldn't allow someone to treat you bad. And like you guys said, everybody has a different definition of what that is. But I think when someone is doing you dirty because, you're going to go complain about it and, whatever. And I believe, I'm a firm believer of if someone shows you who they are, believe them. Mm-hmm. If they do some shit you don't like, where you might deem in the beginning that it's bad, but okay, or some people might call it a red flag. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let that one slide. Mm-hmm. Cause whatever. We just started to get to know each other and that's fine. But if it keeps going on, And then next thing you know, they do something else and you're like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm still getting to know this person. That's something small. But I want, you know, like y'all were saying, you might just want somebody in your space. I'm overlooking. That's okay. But then you're going to keep going. And then next thing you know, it's like, okay, no, that was wrong. That was downright crazy. And I can't deal with that. So you have to get to the point where you know that somebody's treating you badly or poorly or like some, you know, whatever. And you have to let go. Know how to say no and know when to break up with somebody or let somebody go. Or hell, go with the new thing everybody's doing. Go ghost.
Right.
That way you don't even have to deal with it. If you're one of those people that doesn't like confrontation, just go ghost on that person. And you ain't even got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? They text you, don't answer them. Get one of those apps that's like, doo-doo-dee, the number you have reached. You know what I'm saying? My friend, I wanted to beat him up. One day, I sent him a text of something he didn't like. He sent me back this text that was like, the number, you know, such and such and such and such has now been, I was like, this motherfucker, did he just, what? And of course, his phone wasn't, you know, disconnected, but he made it seem like it was because I said something he ain't like. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there are ways to figure that out. And just don't. Know those red flags. Know what you like and what you don't like. What you want and what you don't want. And it goes back to the list we were talking about earlier. Make a list. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to treat me like this. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to make me a home-cooked meal every once in a while. I don't want to go out all the time and be out in the streets all the time. I want a Netflix and chill at home sometimes and just do nothing. And literally, sometimes you literally want to Netflix and chill. Like, you don't necessarily want to, you know, get all up in it. You know, sometimes you want somebody to come be like, hey, I'm going to order in or I'm going to make you some dinner. Come over and hang out with me. You know, so you know. And I really think we know. Our spidey senses always tingle when we know something's not right. Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, you should listen to, you know, your senses. Especially women, because you know we got it.
Yeah, we do.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
And let me just, before Nia kind of wraps this up, let me just, to the handful of you delusional people that are going to your friends talking about, you know, this nigga treat me like shit because he took me shopping at the Coach store, not Gucci. You're not being treated bad. So just get your priorities in order.
Okay, yeah.
I like to say I've been abused.
Oh, Lord.
Sure you have. All right. If you have any feedback, please send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com or we'd like to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
simple, being so into you, nah, nah. Some may say I'm crazy, I may say that's true. I can't think of nothing better than loving you. Far as I can see, we'll be alright. But when life goes wrong, love works it out. Oh,
work it out, love.
That's what we're gonna do.
Life without you,
that can be sad.
Welcome back to IDS Extra Dating Sucks question mark. You know, we like that because it's, we're like, you know, it's open. Does it suck? Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's cool? Whatever. So you know how you can reach us in deepshow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a voicemail. You know, we like to hear your voice. We can hear those inflections. We can hear what you're really trying to say. Because, you know, sometimes I will read your stuff and it may not be exactly the way you meant it, but it's funny to me. So, all right, Diego has our next question.
And I'm telling you, it's a doozy.
Oh, boy.
It is a doozy.
Of course.
This is a hot topic.
You know what? Anytime you read a question, you know it's going to be some stuff.
This is a hot topic because this is something that's very close and dear to my heart. Very close and dear. Okay, men, are women undateable without weaves? Are braids or natural locks more acceptable? Or perms? We can go with the perms. Are weaves a way for women to hide behind how they really, truly feel about themselves? Let's talk about that. Who wants to start this one? Big what? B, you want to jump on it? There's a hand grenade there. You want to jump on it? You want to jump on the Big B?
Oh, my
God. I mean, be honest. Be honest.
It comes down to what you want or what you like. I mean, me personally, I'm not fond of weaves. The reason why I'm not is because I like, I'm a hands-on person. I like to touch.
Right.
And, you know, it's one thing if it's, you know, a special occasion, a big event or whatever, you want to throw a little track in to give you a little bit of extra body or whatever the hell y'all do with it. And you rock it, and it's done, you know. But if it's your everyday thing, it's probably not for me. Braids, that I don't mind. But again, even with that, you know, if you're rocking braids to the point where, you know, your hairline is at your soft spot.
Ooh, God damn it.
You know, that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it all comes down to what it is you like.
Okay. You want to jump on this, Lori? I mean,
you know what? This was actually a really hard one though, because they broke it down. It's actually three questions. Mm-hmm. Which is really hard.
I thought I counted seven, but
what's the first?
Okay, seven questions.
I was like, shit.
First part of the question?
People send them in.
Pencil for this.
People send them in. I mean, you know,
Sonya.
Yes, I would like to jump on. Wait, Queen, read the first part of the question again, please.
Okay, the first part is: are women undateable without weaves? That's the first part. Then the second part is: are braids or natural, like i.e. locks? Or locks more acceptable? Then it says, I feel like the last part is like could be something totally different. So mm-hmm. We're going to go, you know what? I'm going to take that one, the last one, and I'm going to make that another question for another day.
Okay.
So we're going to just stick with: are women undateable without weaves? Are braids or locks, are braids or natural more acceptable?
Are women undateable without weave? No, women are dateable without weave, because basically you're not living a lie. When you get a woman with her natural hair, without weave, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't wear weave, but I have all my friends do wear weave. And I have some friends that wear locks and naturals. But 365 days a year, if you're wearing a weave and we've never seen your hair, that's a problem. Like, why don't you like to me? You're kind of saying that you don't love yourself. So, but you know, like you said, like if it's an event and you want a little length, and you want to, you know, because hair and makeup and stuff like that, that's a form. That's an art, and that's a form of expression. I get that, but are you expressing yourself to the point where your true self is hidden, or are you expressing yourself just in a healthy way? Does it unhealthy in a healthy way? I have friends who wear weave all the time, and I ask them, why do you wear weave? And they say, because I don't like the way my hair looks. My hairline is thin. I don't like my hair. It's breaking off. And so I have to wear weave now. So I don't really like the way I look without long hair, or whatever the case may be. So, you know.
Okay, before you finish that. So now I feel like now we're getting into the third part of that question. Okay.
But hold on. Before we even get into that.
Because I'm like, because there's like no, three parts to this question.
I'm about to get hot up in here.
But no, here's my question. No, we're not hot, so a person that has $1 billion in the bank probably wouldn't complain about a Snicker bar costing $20.
Right.
So with that being said, Miss Sonia, mm-hmm. you have natural hair down to your back.
Right.
If you didn't have that, would you rock weaves?
If, say, God forbid, if I had, you know, something happened, I maybe got alopecia or cancer and my hair fell out, I surely would.
Okay.
I surely would. And that's what I think really to myself. For me, I think that's what weave is for. It's for, like, if you don't have hair, you have a medical condition or something, you put it on. And also, if you want a little bit extra.
I'll leave that medical condition shit out of there. I think it's mainly vanity.
Well, again, vanity too. I mean, vanity too. But then when there's a fine line between vanity and just, I just don't like myself.
Self-hate.
Or self, yeah, exactly.
I think they kind of walk hand in hand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think vanity and I don't like myself are very close cousins. You know what I'm saying? Because... like I said, if someone had, like you said, a condition, mm-hmm. then you have a condition. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
But if you have, you know, the length of your hair is into your liking, the texture of your hair is into your liking, blah blah blah, and you want to, you know, be somebody else or be something else that you are not. You know what I'm saying? Those are two different things.
Right. I mean, I know there's a phrase that one of my friends, she uses, and she goes, a little bit of paint makes you what you ain't. So, in other words, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a little, if you need to put that weave on, if you need to put that makeup on, do it to make you feel good. But, which is, I'm not opposed to that. Like, I say do that, but don't lose who you are. Take it off. Let it breathe. Wear your natural hair. Embrace yourself. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and if you don't have hair, you don't want to go bald. I understand. I mean, that's drastic. But some people can rock a really cute bald head with some earrings. I mean, you look fly.
Majority of you cannot. So
well,
please,
no, you cannot. I'm some.
But I've seen it.
I've seen it too, and it's beautiful.
And the short blonde too. That ain't for all of you.
Yeah, that ain't for everybody. Well, that's. Again, I'm like, damn, that was three different questions because I kind of feel like you answered, Sonia, you answered the question about are weaves a way for women to hide behind how they really feel about themselves?
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like the guys, let me go back. Okay.
Okay.
And thanks, Diego. Thanks. Thanks for asking the question. But let me ask it. So I will ask you guys. Are women undateable without weaves? I'm going to break these questions down so then we can really actually get into them.
Let's look at the reality of this, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, the reality of this.
Okay.
The reality of this, no. Women are not undateable. Because women are undateable no matter what y'all wear. Because we want to fuck you. I mean, that's the bottom line.
They're dateable?
They're dateable. Yeah, that's okay. What so they're doing. Yeah, so the bottom line is no matter what y'all wear, we're going to date you because that's what we want. We want you and what's between your legs.
So the hair on top of your head.
Yeah, I mean, as I've never, ever gone to any situation, bar, club,
party.
Or party or anything, and ever look at a woman and go, damn, dog. Look at her hair. Her lies. Hair looks real nice. No guy's like ever done that. Because
I feel like, I feel like you've been like,
I'll probably look at it because I'm, I ain't gonna lie to you because I'm shallow as hell. I can take a bath in a puddle. But the bottom line is no guy, for the most part, don't look at, we don't look at a woman's hair. We look at her body, see if her face is right for daytime dating and stuff like that. But for the most part, we don't look at your hair.
But isn't that the whole package, though?
No, but the package. No, because we look at your hair as, okay, that's just something you rock it. But no guy's basing whether they're going to get with you based on your hair. That's not going to happen.
Right. So you're saying women are not undateable just because they have on a weave.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
You're still dateable.
So you can have on a short weave, a long weave, a wig. A 21 inch weave, right. new weave. Down to your back,
right?
You don't really care.
No, we don't care.
Okay,
we don't care. We prefer not to have it.
Yeah,
but is that going to stop us from getting with you? No, it's not going to stop us from getting with you. We're going to talk about you because that's what we do. We're going, man, this bitch, I can't believe he had that fake hair down her back. I couldn't even pull her hair right because you talking about, don't pull my weave and stuff. But I mean, it's not going to stop us. Right. But, that's just the way it is.
Right. And I kind of feel like B already pretty much answered that question. He don't really care. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, again, now we're going to say, are braids or natural hair more acceptable, than a weave, is what they're trying to ask.
Yeah. I mean, because it's real. It's yours. And we know that, okay.
Braids are not your hair.
Well, braids is.
More than likely, braids are not your hair.
But your hair is kind of woven into the braid, okay, or weaved into the braid, or whatever you plaited, whatever, plaits back in it, whatever you want to call it. But it's still, I can see your scalp, okay? And if I can see your scalp, I'm going to say, okay, for the most part, okay, you can get your head wet, and we can still go swimming, and we still do things like that. And, and it's still kind of, mended or blended with your hair. The weave is still blended. So, and like B said, as long as you're not looking like a Klingon warrior.
Hey, I don't think he said that, but okay.
Well, I mean, that's what he was alluding to, that the fact that you got a six head and your braids all the way back there and your baby hair.
And your baby hair
is like covering your little, using that pink oil to cover up your little baby hair.
He just went way back. He said pink oil. Ooh, you's old.
So I mean, we can tolerate that, and if you're using it, what do you say, weaves or what else?
Braids.
No, I said braids or natural.
Yeah, and that
are they more acceptable?
Yes, and to me, when I see a woman with a natural with their natural hair, it just fills me full of pride. It really does, because I remember back in the day when women was really about their hair and their whole natural hair and being prideful about their hair. It was like, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And it just kind of makes you feel like, okay, this we have separated ourselves from black women from white women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have that soft, luxurious, wonderful, luscious hair.
Some of us do.
Well, mm-hmm. Some of you do. I mean, the mixed ones. But I'm just saying, but, mixed ones, you know.
Some people do. Women, I trust me, I follow people on Instagram. Yeah. Some people have their natural fist up, I am black, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And they have it.
Yeah, but they got Indian in their blood. I'm just saying.
You know what?
Yeah, because, natural is so different now. Natural is not the way it was back in the 60s. Right. Natural, I'm natural. So natural is just a person that doesn't have any chemicals in their hair.
Right, find the right product and your hair, can be luxurious.
Your natural hair and it looks good. Oh, even if it's kinky natural, I'm all about that too, because it expresses who you are and you're not afraid to show who you really are. I think if you have a weave in your head, are we on that part yet?
I'm gonna ask that question again.
Okay, go ahead. We're gonna go on that one next.
So, but for the our braids or natural hair or locks or whatever acceptable, I think whatever you want to grow out of your head, I think it is acceptable.
It's acceptable. Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question, because I want to actually hear you say, talk about it. Are weaves a way for women to hide behind how they really feel about themselves?
Hell to the yes. And I am so sick. Let me finish.
Okay.
I am so sick of these women talking about, I work out and that's the reason why and I don't have time. That's bullshit, okay? If you rocking a weave, 365 days out of the year, or 90% of the time, and the other 10% is you getting your hair reweaved. You don't like yourself. That's like, I'm a bald man, okay? That's like me going and putting a toupee on my head. Talking about, well, because it's just easy for me to rock my toupee instead of me shaving my head. Okay, that's bullshit. You don't like yourself. And I don't care what you say or how you try to justify it and everything like that.
Maybe not you don't like yourself, but maybe you don't like the way you look with your natural hair.
Right.
That's, I mean, you don't like yourself. I mean,
I don't think it's you don't like yourself, because maybe from the head, you know, from your forehead down, you good.
Right.
Makeup, beat, you know, but, outfit, beat. But you're like, oh, my hair is not doing very well today.
But
still,
you don't like part of yourself and you don't like yourself, because the problem is you are what you are. I mean, I'm going to tell you something about me. I got rolls in the back of my neck. I don't
like rolls. To smack them joints every once in a while. Like,
I get jokes.
Remember back in school,
like,
where you used to take your finger and you would wet it and you just smack the shit out of the back of somebody's head.
And people would talk about me, about my rolls in the back of my neck. And I was self-conscious about my rolls in the back of my neck. But you don't see me wearing long a toupee hiding the rolls in the back of my neck. Because I accept myself for what it is and I like myself. And it's fine. If your hair is thin or nappy, okay, or whatever it is, and you look in the mirror every day, and if 365 days out of the year you weaving up your head and you have this long white woman's hair or whatever it's come from,
Indian.
Or Indian, whatever, hanging down your back, and it's no, it's not you. Come on, that's a form of self hatred.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a minute, okay? And my thing is this: what if you don't like the way your hair looks? Maybe it's, you know, maybe one side is thin or your edges are not right, and you think and you like the way you look with the weave. Is it wrong to enhance yourself to where you feel good about yourself? And I get the whole 365 days. I don't say do it all the time, every day, right, the whole year. But if the woman or the man needs something to boost their self-esteem, is that not wrong?
It's not wrong, but the bottom line, if you ever want to get married or you want to be with a partner who knows truly who you are, mm-hmm, you can't show that side of you. Because what if you got an accident and they got to remove your weave and you had to come into the hospital and identify your wife, and you're like, nah, that's not my wife. My wife got hair all the way down to her back. And the doctor says, sir, that was a weave. Now you upset. Like, damn, I've been deceived.
So what you're saying is don't lie about it. Like, if you have a weave, like, don't make it seem like that's the hair going out of your scalp.
No, what I'm saying is you got to show your true self at one point in time. You got to be honest. It's like you know, wearing makeup to bed,
right,
and then waking up and having makeup on.
Right.
You got to show your true self at one point in time.
No, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Only because I'm really big on being a natural girl. Like, I am. Like, I'm big on, like, you know, natural, you know, I don't, you know, natural nails, natural, you know, hair, and stuff like that. But that's just me.
Right.
But there's a lot of women, the majority of the women that I know are, they like to enhance themselves in some
way. You can enhance yourself, but the bottom line, your real self have to come out at one point in time. Before I marry you, I got to see what I'm getting.
Well, no, I agree with that. That's
like me going to bed with a prosthetic on and turning the lights off. Girl, you feeling that? You feeling that, right? Then all of a sudden, I'm in the shower and she'll go, what the hell?
No, I understand.
Yeah, prosthetic or strap on.
Prosthetic or strap on. But it's still, you got to show your true self.
Yeah,
and
do,
women out there who wear the weave 365 days out of a year, and I never see what you look like. Come on.
No, I understand. And I totally get that.
And I'm not saying sometimes it's fine, because everybody wants a little spice of life, but
I don't know. I mean, I think, like, let's see. Of course, I don't think women are undateable without weaves. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, if you have a weave, cool. A lot of people put that on because, you know, it's something that they want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they want to show a style. They want to do something different. I mean, like, just before we started taping, we were looking at, like, Black People Meet, and we were looking at the different hairstyles of people. So we're like, okay, well, you know, clearly she wants to show a different side of herself. So she's using this. She wants to show this. She wants to show that, which is okay. All right. So you know, our braids are natural, more acceptable. Sure. I don't think either one of them are any different, because I think if you want to wear your hair in braids, you want to wear your hair natural, that's the way you want to show your hair. And that's okay. You know, I think a natural style is beautiful. I think braids are beautiful, and I think whatever you want to do is for you. But I'd like to actually ask our, somebody popped in. So I'd like to first ask them to introduce themselves, just say hello, who you are. And then I want to throw some of the questions, you know, to you and see what you think.
And I think you need to stand up and introduce yourself. Yeah, stand up and introduce yourself. Stand up and introduce yourself.
Shut up.
Really?
Right. I'm just saying, you know.
He saw you get up and walk
I'm
away.
Just saying, stand up and introduce
say.
Yourself.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody. This is Latasha again. I'm here from McKinney, Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey, girl.
I know Texas is right. I know that's right.
All right. So did you hear any of the questions?
I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. I had to work tonight. I did not hear the question. Can you repeat it? Repeat it, please.
Were you working and drinking at the same time? Okay. All right. I'm just teasing you. All right. So Diego asked, are women undateable without weaves? So let me ask you that question first. Oh, I see your face. So let me ask you that question first, and then I'll move on to the other two, because I kind of feel like the other two are probably going to go the same way as what your face is telling me. So
are women undateable that have weave?
Without weaves. Cause sometimes, sometimes women will wear weaves all the time. You don't know what they really look like. So are women undateable without weaves?
I think it's just your preference, who you are. I mean, I guess I'm natural. So, I mean, I don't wear a weave. I have before, but, hey, it's your preference.
Okay. I respect that. So, are braids or natural hair, you can include locks, more acceptable than a weave?
I think it depends on what culture and environment you was born in or raised in.
Elaborate, please. What do you mean? I'm like, I assume braids, black, natural locks, black, so.
Right. I feel like that maybe people who were raised with more ethnic backgrounds, you know, to do stuff like that, probably accept people more with locks and braids as opposed to weave or no hair.
Oh, you mean like people from the islands and stuff like that?
Yeah, islands. I know some people that are around here that were raised just totally different than me. I mean, it's all black or nothing, you know, so to them, anything ethnic is okay. And if not, then it's not accepted in their circle. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me a second. It's my boss. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay. Ooh. Work.
But I'm just saying that, you know, getting back to the whole thing, it's like I say, guys, we'll pretty much, you know, we'll date anything. We'll date anything.
I'm going to need you to speak for yourself on that one.
When I say date anything, I'm just saying for a weave, or if you have a weave and you know, you have locks or you have braids or whatever, you know, we'll look at it and go, oh, whatever. I mean, you know, we'll just kind of go with it. But but deep down inside, if you kind of ask most guys, do we really, if we have our preference, could we say, hey, baby, take the weave out? Would we like that? I think a lot of guys probably would.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we don't want the weave. Mm. You know, we want to be able to grab that head.
Mm, all right. So now that I see your back, so look here, Texas. The next question was, are weaves a way for women to hide behind how they really feel about themselves?
No, I think weaves are a convenience. Like if you're not really good at doing your hair or you want your hair to be healthy and you wear weave, that's how I look at it. I know a lot of my friends that have weave, they work out a lot. That's their escape so they can work out so they don't have to worry about doing their own hair. So I don't think it's hiding anything like you feel a certain way about yourself or like you're not, I guess,
Can I ask you a question?
Out it, but I just feel like it's, again, it's a preference. My daughter, she got weave in her hair.
And?
It's easy in the morning. Like, she just wrap it up. I don't have to do anything. I love that. But I don't think that says anything about her except that maybe she's lazy. But, yeah.
I'm going to go with lazy. Texas Toast, let me ask you a question. I'm just thinking about, you know, some, you know, Texas Toast and, you know, what is that, you know, that breakfast food in the morning. But anyway, would you date a guy with a toupee? If you know he had a toupee on his head,
good question.
Would you date a guy with a toupee? Come on now. Come on.
There have been videos of men that are actually getting like weaves and, or, I mean, I guess right. Toupees, where it's actually, you can't tell it's a toupee these days.
Exactly. Yeah. I just got to think, I may have dated somebody that had a toupee. And I didn't know. P, is your hair real?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I probably would, and then I would ask maybe, why is it that you have this toupee later on, if he ever revealed it to me, if I ever found out. But I don't think that I would not date him if I knew he didn't. I mean, I don't think I'd have a preference. It's okay.
I'm just saying, so you would say if you met a guy and you would date him and he wore a toupee 365 days of the year and you knew damn well he was bald as shit, but he had a toupee rocking.
I mean, it looked good and he looked better with it than without it, then yeah, I'm cool.
So long as he looked good with the toupee,
I mean, I just want a guy to have these things on the side right here and then nothing at the top. I'd rather him put that toupee on.
Would you really rather him just shave everything
yeah,
off?
Really, come yeah, on. Really so you really would.
Some men have an issue with their hair. They don't want. They want to keep it as long as they can. Yes, so if that's what he wanted to do, and the other option was okay, put the toupee on, then we can ride with the toupee.
So you would date a man with a toupee, you'd be fine.
It gotta look good though. It can't just look.
No. When I say toupee, now let me get this clear. Let me make this clear, okay? Let me make this clear picture. Now he's a black man with black man hair growing out of his head. But he's putting a white man's toupee on his head.
No.
Okay. Sorry about that. Wait a minute. So the bottom line is, it's all right for him to wear a toupee, but he can't put a white man's toupee on his head.
No.
When you say a white man's, you mean like a white man's texture of hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Or you mean a different color? I mean, like, I guess I can't get the picture because I saw on Facebook a guy getting his hair sewn in. He didn't have any hair. And it was beautiful. It looked like it was his. I'm assuming, I guess that's weaving, not a toupee. No, I'm not real sure.
I'm talking about a toupee on his head, but it's not a black man's hair. Like, it's a black man's hair. It's a white person's hair toupee.
I can't see it right now, but the white man is saying it don't sound like nothing I would want to eat. But I mean, in my head, I can see it work, but not the way you're explaining.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, he just got a white, he has a toupee on, but it's made from
like white. Donald Trump's toupee?
Like Donald Trump's hair.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, you have to be actually attracted to somebody, whether it's their real hair or Indian Remy or what is it? The Yaki or the Kenkalon or whatever. I forget.
That's the different hairstyle?
Yeah, that's the
types of hair. I mean, but I'm saying it has to be something that Kinkalon. Still that you're a...
Huh? Kinkalon.
Yeah. It's
right, that you're attracted to. So, you know, I'm just saying, because I mean, I've had braids.
I'm just saying, most women getting their weaves in their hair, they're getting that yaki, that Indian hair, or white women's type
but
hair.
Some of them are getting the kinkalon and fro.
It's most of them are not getting that kinkalon and fro. You know damn well when you go to the club, or you see these women, they getting these white women type texture to their hair. So I'm just saying, if a guy had his toupee and he was getting that same texture to his head that he's wearing on his toupee, would you still find it?
No. I would not. I would not.
Why not?
No. Because it's not going to fit his face.
She's like, it's not going to fit his face.
Now, how a black man look with a blonde Donald Trump
weave? See, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I couldn't figure out how he was
that's not attractive.
Look, you know.
Yeah, that's not attractive. Oh. Yeah. Now there's some toupees that look like afros. So you could put that on there.
I'm not talking about those.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about. He's not talking about those. But
right.
We heard you really loudly. We heard it. Okay. Yeah. So, again, that was like 500 questions in one little segment. So, if you want to send us some feedback, it's indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail 202-750-1437. We're going to ask one more question and then we're going to, you know, close out the show. So, all right. And I kind of feel like this one, it could be kind of like the question before the last one, where it's kind of like, you already know, but you might not really, really know. So do you ever really know someone? Mm-hmm. Texas Toast, answer that question.
No, I don't think so.
Elaborate.
I don't think you ever really know anybody because you there's so many circumstances that people can show their true colors, and so you'll never ever really know another person.
Okay. Miss Sonia?
Yeah, I have to agree. I think people, you know as much as a person wants you to know. And a lot of times, time will let you see different aspects of that person. So if you're around that person enough time and you see them in their natural environment and how they act, you might get a chance to see some insights to how they are. But for actually them telling you who they are and what they're about, I don't think anybody will ever really tell you everything about themselves. Because honestly, I don't think everybody knows even who they are. I think a lot of people, some people don't even know who they are at the time. I mean, as far as like different, you know, different layers. I mean, come on. If you ask somebody, like, you know, what are you looking for? You know, tell me about yourself. They don't, I don't know. You know, no one knows. So it all depends on how deep that person is. But a lot of times people don't want to show you their true selves because they're afraid of rejection. So they try to hide it. Thinking that maybe it's going to be that you're not gonna accept them.
I just have to say, BTK killer.
What? What is that?
You never heard of the BTK killer?
Not everybody, no.
Oh, okay, the BTK killer was this regular guy who went to church, pillar of his community, just a good guy. I mean, was a Boy Scout master, everything like that. But he was a serial killer. And his wife didn't know anything about it. No one knew what he was doing. And by all outward appearances, this guy was your most upstanding Christian good guy. But on the side,
that word again, Christian.
Yeah, there you go. And on the side, he just happened to kill people for a living. I mean, you know, on a side job, he just killed people. So the bottom line, yeah, you never ever get to know anyone. You know, but I think if you don't at least start asking the right question, I think a lot of people don't want to know, you know, what they really want to know about someone because they're afraid that what they might find out.
If we go out tonight, are you going to kill me? You going to try?
Maybe. But it's like, you know, if you got to ask the right question, but you never ever will truly, truly know anyone, you know, as time goes on. But I think you can figure out enough that's going to satisfy you if you ask the right questions.
I agree with that.
I would say, as someone who randomly, and when I go over other people's houses, and one time when I was at home, watched the Oxygen Channel, and you watch Who the Bleep Did I Marry, Snapped, and all of those shows, no, you will never, ever truly know someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd like to think that you know someone, but even like Diego just said, you think, oh, honey, yeah, great. You're going to work? Oh, sure, yep. Mm-hmm. Going to work. And next thing you know, you watch on the news tomorrow, the next day, God damn, somebody got killed? Oh, no, that's so horrible. And the man sitting right next to you like, oh, that is horrible.
He's the one that did it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, watching all those shows, I don't think you ever really can get to know someone. I think you can get to know them as much as you can. And if you have somebody that is in law enforcement, you can do like a serious background check on them. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really think you can actually get to know somebody unless they're being like, you know, forthright and they tell you everything about them. They're like, look, my childhood was fucked up. I used to torture animals I used to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. I mean, no, seriously, because some people do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I used to torture animals and I used to set little, you know, things on fire. Mm-hmm. And then again, that goes back to me saying when somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
You know, and those kind of things you have to be mindful of and think, oh, okay, oh, great. Okay. Well, so yeah, great, this was fun.
Yeah.
But maybe this is not working out. I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, but seriously, but I don't think you can fully ever know someone.
But can you do enough that you get to know that person?
Sure.
I
think barring mental illness.
That's real though.
I understand that, but I think that's fewer and far in between. I think barring all of that, I mean, in a functioning, healthy relationship, you can, I mean, who's to say whether you're going to learn everything? If you have an environment where you have two people that are completely in a position where they can trust each other and what have you, I mean, I think you can. I mean, we've all seen couples that finish each other's sentence. They know what they're going to do. They know the next person's move before they make it and this and that and whatever. Does that mean they know everything? No. But I think there's also an element that people need to also take heed of is what do you add to, you can, you know, like somebody may do something that you would think is out of their character, but were they pushed to make that change? You know what I'm saying? Did you take them out of their element? And no, like this example may be a little bit, you know, all the way to the level, but like Queen is one of the nicest, caringest persons in the world. But I promise you, if every day I saw Queen, I smacked her in the face, eventually she's going to knuckle up. Mm-hmm. And you know, and is it for me at that point to say, damn, she's violent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. I made her change. I made her not be the person that she is. I made her come out of her element to be somebody else. And I've seen so many situations where you have a person in front of you that is one way or whatever, but as a result of your actions, they've had to become a different person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But see, again, I think that does kind of tie back to, you know, what we were talking about, because it's kind of like you don't really know a person, or you think you know a person. Like, you don't, you know, necessarily know where, you know, maybe I went to elementary school and something happened in elementary school, and one day you might do something to bring that out of me. You know what I mean? So you might not really ever know who I am, but the person you know me is to be a really nice person. I'm cool. You know, I get along with everybody, but it might be something, you know, somebody does that one day makes me snap, you know, and I think that's human. But with that being said, I don't think people ever really know someone's personality.
And I think, you know, to that effect, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should know every single thing.
I don't think you can.
Right.
Right. I mean, for the, you know, for whatever it's worth, I mean, there's a degree to, you know, parts of our lives that I've just flat out forgotten.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that wasn't me. I wasn't that person, but, hey.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know. And that's what we were at. I was saying with the show, it's kind of like you don't know who you married because, you know, they treat you like you're the kindest person, or they're the kindest person. They went to church. They're a deacon. They did da, 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 da. But then next thing you know, boop, one thing happens and they set, you know, it sets them off. So
Y'all church people ain't shit, by the way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, great.
Did you notice an occurring theme throughout every single question that we talked about tonight?
Christianity, church.
Church folk just crazy
they ain't
as fuck.
Shit. They ain't shit.
Church folks are not perfect.
You could say that again.
They're not perfect.
They're
not trying to profess to. I mean, some of them are. A lot of them aren't. But I mean, I think it's just they're aspiring to be better people.
We all fall short.
Yeah, but it's just.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I listened to, in the last 2 weeks, two conversations between church people, and I swear to you, I wanted to go grab a bag of popcorn. Because this shit was better than any episode of Love and Hip Hop I ever heard.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you realize who you are, I mean, some of us, we know we're not perfect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you overdo it, then you're going to side-eye somebody. But, I mean, that's a different conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, and I've already said two phrases I hate saying, but I've already said it.
What's that?
With that being said, thank goodness I didn't say at the end of the day, because that's another one I freaking hate. But anyway,
Reverend Eddie Long.
I'm just saying. But Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
I hate him so much for that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything in closing before we leave the show?
Did you want to chime in on that question?
It was good seeing you guys and speaking with you guys again.
She's trying to get back to work. That's what it is.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, we understand. We're behind you. So, yay, we get it.
Make that money.
No doubt. Thank you for coming on.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, anybody, again, if you want to hit us up, it is indeepshow@yahoo.com. or 202-750-1437. This is your dating crew. Sucks. Dating sucks. ? We really appreciate you guys for listening and, you know, passing on the show and enjoying the show. And as I asked on Facebook, you know, send us some questions. We'll ask them too, okay? Thanks for tuning in. Share, people. Share the show.
From heaven, you drop me back down to the score.